Halloween SCPs. For decades now, Halloween has ushered in a yearly trend of Halloween and spooky-themed entertainment, ranging from made-for-TV movies to Halloween episodes on TV shows to horror movie marathons. The SCP universe is, of course, already rife with horror themes, but Halloween is really its own theme, distinct from the broad category of horror. And the SCP Wiki, of course, has its share of Halloween-related articles. There are a large number of tales connected to Halloween, mostly made due to a couple of Halloween contests, but this video will specifically focus on SCPs that are connected in some way to All Hallows' Eve. As far as I know, SCP-330 was the first SCP related to Halloween, and it's a small stainless steel bowl filled with a variety of candy. There's a handwritten note taped to the side that is anomalously unremovable and also can't be obscured in any way. The note reads, "Take no more than two, please," and anyone approaching the bowl from any angle is aware of this request. Anyone can take up to two pieces of candy from the bowl with no issues, although information about the candy itself or if the bowl replenishes itself is unknown. When an individual removes more than two pieces of candy in a 24-hour period, or uses some sort of tool or drone to do so, their hands are both immediately severed at the wrists. This cut is made on the molecular level and is done perfectly cleanly. SCP-330 was first discovered a few days after a Halloween that had resulted in a number of dismemberments, and the police officers that had seized 330 were all slaughtered after one of them emptied out the bowl. A D-class with prosthetic hands was forced to remove three pieces of candy from 330 and complained about constant phantom pain from his absent wrists, as well as a burning sensation on his stumps, until 24 hours had passed. SCP-097 is an area comprised of the abandoned remains of a 1969 county fair in the Midwestern United States. Many deteriorated structures still remain from the fair, but most of the area is covered in several dozen varieties of pumpkins, some that have been identified, and many others that were previously unknown to agriculture. Most of these pumpkins have grown to enormous size, with the average weight being around 550 pounds, and they have created a maze-like arrangement of plant life across SCP-097. In the center of the area is a massive pumpkin, 24 feet tall, weighing approximately 33,000 pounds, which is situated on top of a crushed Buick pickup truck. Between April and November of each year, SCP-097 produces a number of anomalous effects, ranging from hearing or seeing small children in the area to Foundation personnel dying due to their chest cavity being filled with pumpkin seeds, to groups of skeletons breaking out of pumpkins and hanging themselves from trees. Children in an undetermined range from 097 will begin to sleepwalk around their neighborhoods before eventually walking to 097, where they will likely be killed by childlike entities that emerge from the pumpkins, who then take the children's remains and throw them into the giant pumpkin. SCP-3540 is a phenomenon that affects abandoned properties in the United States throughout October, generally ones in neighborhoods where there is a low rate of crime, an above-average child population, and where the owners of the property have recently died. The exterior of the property will begin to manifest a large number of Halloween decorations, similar to those found in stores, but made from non-synthetic materials. The interior of the building will experience an anomalous renovation, with rooms restored and furniture and decorations added. During the event, the property will be occupied by two entities, who are generally seen wearing long black robes with large hoods that obscure their faces, and two harvesting tools were seen hanging next to their door. They have only been seen in the evening, engaging in typical household chores, and are amiable to Foundation personnel. In a discussion post, the author explains that these two entities are essentially Grim Reapers, who take a yearly vacation every October, A bit simple and wholesome, but a far cry from the rampant horrors of the previous SCP. SCP-2523 is another phenomenon, this time affecting all seasonal Halloween stores in the US and Canada for a 24-hour period, starting on sunset on October 31st. During this time, the interior of all of these stores will join together anomalously, allowing people to enter one store and interact with individuals from all of the other stores. Additionally, each store will be staffed during the period by a number of small creatures, roughly 1 meter in height, possessing a variety of features taken from different animals, as well as disproportionate limbs. These creatures will run the stores normally, although they will encourage customers to pay for their purchases using trades rather than money. These trades incorporate both various physical goods, including hair, drugs, and children, as well as abstract concepts such as memories, emotions, or years of life. These entities will reluctantly accept money if a customer insists, but objects purchased with trades will exhibit anomalous properties. Examples include a set of prosthetic vampire fangs that cause the wearer to develop an uncontrollable desire to consume blood, a sexy nurse costume that causes the wearer to have decreased sexual inhibitions and increased attractiveness to the opposite sex, and a bag of pumpkin seeds that originated from SCP-097. Any individual that attempts to block entry to a store will experience intense pain until they leave, and will then experience extremely bad luck for a period of 366 days. The Foundation managed to capture one of the entities, who claim that they are autumn people from the border country between summer and winter, and they come to trade things to humans, just as they did in the past. Of course, it wouldn't be Halloween without Dr. Wondertainment, and SCP-3992 are Wondertainment Wacky Halloween Fun Masks. These masks appear to be a variety of children's Halloween masks, constructed from simple materials, but exhibit no anomalous properties when worn by a non-anomalous individual. When an anomalous entity puts one on, however, their physical appearance will change, resembling a small child in a full Halloween costume. This change is visual only, and the new clothing or physical appearance can't be felt. The masks were tested on a number of other SCPs with success, including SCP-2287, one of Wondertainment's Little Misters. 2287, known as Mr. Headless, is a humanoid possessing no head, but still able to think, hear, smell, and speak. When attempting to view Mr. Headless with just a naked eye, individuals will instead see a headless version of themselves from Mr. Headless's perspective. Mr. Headless was created to be a Halloween special Little Mister, designed to scare and entertain the whole family. Mr. Headless believes his effect to be diminished with the growing presence of glasses and cameras, as it's not as much fun for the people when they don't get to be headless with him. It's likely that I've overlooked some SCPs related to autumn, October, or Halloween, and there are certainly a number of pleasant, entertaining tales related to the holiday that you can look into yourself. For the most part, however, in a universe filled with daily horrors and life-threatening dangers, Halloween brings out a more wholesome side of the strange and unusual. Halloween has always been about gathering a community together to celebrate and to be mindful of the dead, even back to the ancient festival of Samhain. Well, in today's world, Halloween is largely focused on candy, costume parties, and decorations. Its connection to the strange anomalies of the other side will never go away.